To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks on iTunes. And as usual, I'm with my gorgeous little friend, Ben Mandelkerv, the B-side blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Howdy, everyone. I have a new episode of the Banter Blender coming up later this week when I get around to posting it. Lisa Timmons was on, so everyone keep an ear out for that on your various podcast platforms.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah. Everybody, welcome to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Day, one of our favorites.
That was me clapping for it.
Yay, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yay, we did it. Everyone, thanks for listening.
It says a lot about this show that I can write a 10-page recap, record an audiobook, and still want to talk about it. But yeah. I still do.
So fun.
And I will hang up with you and then talk to my best friend Aileen about it for another 3 hours later.
And after I'm done with this, I am going to go to the nearby black barbershop to get my haircut, and I will probably not be talking about it there.
Why not? Maybe you'll be surprised.
Well, the barber, like the next chair over, he has said some things like, he says like the F word every now and then and not fuck. So I'm like, I don't know if Beverly Hills chatter is really going to fly well at this barbershop, but I like my barber, so I just sort of deal.
Nice, Ben.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, great. I like
story.
It.
What an uplifting story, Ben.
I know. Sorry. It's a great story to start out this
Not
this
standing
podcast.
Up for your gay brothers and sisters at the barbershop. Thanks.
Yeah. That would be really great. Like me going into this barbershop and being like, you shouldn't say that. I don't think it's going to be.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
We say faggito burrito, okay?
Yeah, I don't think that's where I want to make my big civil rights moment at the barbershop. I'll just deal.
Oh, I've got the wrong week up in my notes. I was like, wait, the fat horse guy? I think I've already talked about that.
Okay. Well, if you want, I can start talking about it while you get your notes.
Go ahead.
Order.
I just got it.
The show opens with Lisa Vanderpump and Todd walking into a super shitty condo. And we learn that they are buying this condo for Max because he's been so good as a busboy. So apparently he's like filled his waters up really well. So therefore he gets a condo.
I told him, if you keep a plant alive for a year, I'll get you a busboy job. And if you can make a half glass into a half full glass, you'll get a condo. After that, if you keep your condo semi-clean, I'll buy you a mountain.
Mount Max.
You can climb the mountain or buy you an island.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. I love the standards of this mother. I would be wealthy if my mother had that low standards.
There was something about that narrative you just drew that reminded me a lot of the Runaway Bunny as a child. If you run to the ocean, I will follow. I'll be the water beneath your boat. And if you run in the hills, I'll be the wind blow. Anyway.
And if you run into the street and almost get hit by a bus, I'll adopt you and fix your little almost broken leg.
My favorite part about this was as they're walking around this clear fixer-upper, Ken just like tears down some draperies. I'm just imagining being like, I'll knock your spark out, draperies. Spark out.
There's one thing I won't put up with is ugly draperies around my wife. We're not having that.
You can't just do that. You're like ruining the fucking drywall, Ken. Okay.
It was like some strange like Ken Hulk moment. Take these drapers down right this instant.
All right, I've done it. I'm going to be over here letting the dog lick my tongue. Tell me when you're ready, darling.
Just got my exercise for the year now. All right. He's like kicking the draperies around the floor. Yeah, take that now. All right. Where's my money, draperies? Where's my money?
That's how he rips my clothes off, darling.
So one of their friends was selling them this house, and I think I've seen this gay when I saw her in her tent at Pump with all of her old gays who were each holding a dog. I talked about that a long time ago, but one time I went to Pump, and it's just this tent off to the side with all these old gays holding dogs of Lisa's, which is hilarious. So this is one of her old dog holder gays. She's like, oh, I'll throw him a commission every once in a while. After all, Ken and I have done for you, Harrison Holding Gay.
Harrison Holding Gay, HHG.
So she's telling him all her business. She's like,
well, going to look for Max's birth mother situation or whatever.
And I just thought, you know, no one understands that like a gay guy, because that's how we have babies, you know. We're like adopting them or buying them off eBay or whatever. And that's like our greatest fear is some like homely toothless woman coming back like, that's my son.
Yeah. Well, I like the flashback of her on the phone with her private investigator, because she's just on this like gigantic landline, some AT&T phone from 1992. She's like, all right, you found it. Okay, great. Wonderful. I also can only imagine what a private investigator would look like that Lisa Vanderpump would hire. It probably is just like another gay Harrison Holding Gay.
Yeah, it's like he looks like Columbo, but he's gay and he's holding a dog.
And he has like a monocle, so he spies with a monocle or the opera glasses. He sits with like a little mustache with a newspaper and an espresso at a cafe, and then he puts the newspaper down and looks through opera glasses across the street and goes, my, what have we found here?
Now tell me, are they alive? One, if they're alive, tell me if they have siblings. C, what color is their hair? D, are they busboys, and how talented are they? D, do they play the guitar?
E, can they pick out swaths of pink for the walls?
Have they Basil, ever hunted for swans?
I like her sneaky private investigator shit. She's like,
we'll tell Max he's got a mother. If she's uglier than me and fat.
I was like, okay, good plan.
She's just going to hire like a poor fat person. Be like, this is your mother. You'll never want to go with her, will you?
She says she's going to throw him an anniversary party. She's like,
well, we've had vow renewals and we've married off Pandy, so it's time to have a re-adoption ceremony with Max. We're doing it in front of the refrigerator in the back hall at Sir.
Where all the most important things are said in life.
This is where Lisa kind of falls down a bit, because she's like, the gay's like, that is so beautiful, Lisa. You're like such a good mom. And she goes,
well, Harrison Holding Gay, some people say I have no feelings and I've got to prove them wrong.
It's like, okay, so you're just basically a sociopath is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
I will prove it.
How touching.
Yeah.
Max, so then, we're glad we've adopted you and also that we have this chance to prove that I'm not heartless. Welcome back home.
Now you'll have to deal with these awful green walls yourself. Goodbye.
You're now in charge of changing the water filter at Pump. Thank you.
So then we go to a boutique where Kyle and Kim have gathered to have some sisterly chatting. And we learn that Kim is super excited because we're having a baby.
Can you believe it, Kyle? We're having a baby! Kyle!
Kim, yes. We know Kim.
It's like it's just, I mean, I knew we knew it, but now I really know it. We're going to have a baby girl.
I'm like, then why are you shopping for clothes for 7-year-olds? You know the babies don't come out like half grown, right?
I got a ball gown for the baby, Kyle.
Yeah, Kim's kind of in a manic place today. Her head's bobbing all over the place. She's like, the cervix is softening, Kyle. And Kyle's
wait,
like,
what did
mm-hmm.
you say? Wait, what? Oh, the cervix is
Brooks is softening cervix, Kyle.
It sounds like the service is getting bad, Kyle. Kyle, why can't my appetizer still hasn't shown up, Kyle? We're in a boutique. Oh.
They just cut to Kyle looking at her like, oh, Jesus. I just did a whole monologue about how sober you are. Can you please tone it down a little bit? And Kyle's like, I'm so happy that she's confident and excited for a baby. And then Kim's still jumping up and down. We're having a baby! So then this scene is intercut with Rinna, who is now dressed just for battle. I mean, she's in panther, like leopard tights and a bright pink fanny pack. She's like, I'm ready to do this, baby.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because Kim's like, you know, the other night I actually had a really like, I had like a pretty good time talking with Rinna. It was like the easiest time I had talking with Rinna. And Kyle's like, well, I'm going to ruin it for you right now. And then they cut to Rinna. And yeah, so now Rinna is going to have a confrontation with Eden. And Rinna's still saying, you know, hey, baby, I still don't remember what I said. But all I know is what I didn't say, she shouldn't have not said what I didn't say. I'm like, oh, Rinna, I love you. You are digging such a hole for yourself. Like I'm like entertained by it massively. But I'm cringing every single time you deny it. Every single time.
So funny. And then she and Eden, they meet at the picnic benches, which...
Oh, that's always
bad. That's so Beverly Hills, you know? Like, let's meet in the middle of a park. It never ends well. So, and they've also both got those, like, mom ways of talking where they're trying to make you feel guilty with their love. So, Rinna, Eden gives her that really hard hug. And she's like, how are you? Rinna's like, I don't know, baby. I'm not sure how I am. I just don't know.
Yeah, Rinna is ready to go in for the kill because she's not doing her, as you noticed, as you put up in that GIF, her arms wide open, YMCA entrance. Hello! She's doing a...
Hello, Park! Me, Lisa Rinna from television!
Yeah, she's the... I don't know.
Jeez.
I don't know how I am, baby.
No, baby.
It's like I want to own it, baby, but I feel like I'm just leasing it, baby.
And Eden's like, well, I had a feeling. I had a feeling that you might be feeling bad. And Rinna's like, well, what's going on with you, though? She goes, no. I mean, you're saying you're having feelings about things, so we should talk about your feelings. No, we could talk about what you're doing. How is
your day? You've been busy, baby. You've been real busy, baby. You've been real busy. Never, you know, anytime a woman says you've been busy, you know something bad's coming.
Yeah, they're like trying to passive aggressively make each other start the fight, but neither one will do it. So Eden's like,
well, I'm not busy enough to ask how you are. How was your journey to Mexico on the spiritual plane?
And
did you get the shits like Eileen?
And Rinna's like, oh, Mexico. I wish Mexico was fun. I had the highest hopes for Mexico. Our relationship started over a mariachi band and perfect chips, Eden Sassoon.
And it ended up ruining my trip to Mexico.
Baby.
She's like, these girls all attacked me literally up against a wall. Ask Eileen. Literally.
And it wasn't even a smooth wall, baby. It was one of those walls with bricks that stick out a little bit, so it sort of hurts your back when you're up against it, baby.
I was behind a folding table. Oh, baby.
So she's ready to just go. She's like, okay, this bitch ain't gonna do it, so I'll just bring it on. She goes,
and they had me backed up, and I would love to know why instead of coming to me to talk directly, you would go to Lisa Vanderpump of all people. I thought we had a relationship. We'd been so open and honest. And remember, I even told you that Kim was a smidge away from death back then.
Like, see, you just said it.
What did I say? I don't remember. What are we talking about? Who are you? Are we on a hill? Is this a picnic place or a restaurant? Are there waiters here?
By the way, don't forget that when Dorit and Eileen had their conversation, they were also on a picnic table. So, you know, picnic tables are where the brain goes blank, apparently.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't remember at all. I don't know why people keep bringing up this panty issue. It's not like I ever said anything about it.
It's all the fresh Eden air is like, killing the brain cells.
Yeah, Eden is definitely confused. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, because Rinna's kind of telling her off, you know?
Yeah, Rinna's really going in hard. And I kind of feel bad because this is intercut with Kim and Kyle. You know, Kyle's telling Kim everything. And Kyle's like, wah! But the funny thing is that they seem to be more angry at Eden. And I'm like, wow, Eden is just getting torched for this. Mm-hmm. And really, in this case, I mean, Eden, she did blabber too much and she did get involved too much. But at the end of the day, Rinna did say it.
Yeah, she said it, but who cares? I mean, look, yeah. if she says Kim's close to death, your reaction, my reaction would be, okay, so she's an ass. Stop talking. You said you'd stop talking about me back. Just shut up. The end. Yeah. But thank God. Thank God they're not like me because it makes a whole fun season for us. So Rinna's kind of telling her off, and Eden finally gets her brandy squeal on, and she's like, but I only told the truth. I didn't say anything that wasn't said in the store. And Rinna stops, and she's like, wait. I said that. I did say close to death. Did I say those words? And she goes, yes, you said she was an addict and she was close to death. And she's like, oh, well, if I said it, I'll own up to it now. What time did I say this? Was there anybody else around? Did you get this on your iPhone? Did I sign anything? I need clues, baby.
I have to say, I do think, though, that to say that someone's close to death, to say that Kyle's an enabler, those are a little stronger than typical gossip, which they mentioned later. Those are a little bit more fighting words, I think. And we knew it because when it happened, you and I both, when we recapped it, we were like, Rinna, this is going to haunt you. You should not be saying these things. You're stepping in the poo right now. And she sure is. She sure is. But she just goes full offensive. And she just goes right after Eden and is like, hey, baby, do not go behind my back and talk about me to these other women and then expect me to be there for you, baby.
Yeah. And she's like, see, why would you go to Vanderpump? Like, why her? And Eden goes, well, no one else will talk to me. But also, I thought it would be good to get some outside perspective. And she goes, oh, so that means an unbiased perspective? Wrong person, baby. And she was having an orgasm over that news, and that is not okay.
Yeah. I liked Eden's response, though. And Eden's like, well, you know, you had a chance, you know, when they, you know, I said these things and then they came and I didn't know they were going to throw it in my face, throw it in your face. And then you had a chance to kind of just own it. And instead, you just sort of went under the bus. I sort of like the idea of like, hey, baby, excuse me. I'm just going to check this bus to make sure everything's working underneath it. Okay, baby. Bye, baby.
I don't want to listen to anybody talk about my good friend Kim Richards. So I'm going to be hiding under this bus reading a pamphlet about something. And when you guys are done, you come get me because I'm a good friend to Kim Richards.
I feel like Rinna getting run over by a bus. She'd just be like laughing. What? This is hilarious. It's a bus. Only me. Only I would get run over by a bus. I'm so silly. What?
She's like holding onto the bottom of the bus, like in a cartoon. Yeah. She's riding with it.
This is the most amazing scene on the bus, baby. I get to see how the wheels go round and round.
She's fully Cape Fearing it. She's like, hey, baby, I'm going to hold onto this bus till we get to our vacation destination, baby.
Why don't more people ride under the bus? This is amazing.
Look at that transmission, baby.
So we cut back to the store, and Kyle's like, well, there she is, sticking her nose in, and Kim is just doing her best to just let, you know, not get mad, not go crazy. And she goes, yeah, well, remember that Eden girl's like, I've been talking about you. And I was like, well, she hasn't stopped. Like, she's obsessed with us. You, me, us. Like, yes, Kyle. Everybody wants to be Kyle. So yeah. I wrote down single white turkey neck. So Kyle, I think, dings it when she's like, well, maybe I think that Eden's probably just struggling herself, you know, and her wanting to talk about someone else's addiction means that she needs to talk about her own, which is what I think as well. And I hate agreeing with Kyle. But so then she doesn't keep it there. Kim's like, well, whatever, that's people. At least their cervixes aren't soft, Kyle. And Kyle's like, yeah, but I just don't understand how she could think you're a fall down drunk from two meetings with you. And then Kim goes, not really. I was like, who are you? Why are you talking like that?
That was like a zombie British person.
Yeah, that's what she did.
Zombie chimney sweep.
She's like, I am from England, and I will eat your brains right now.
Now you just made her French.
Because it's Kim. She can't stay on it, you know.
She's just a woman of international intrigue.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, well, she's getting all this news from Lisa Rinna, and then she leaves, and then Lisa Rinna just leaves her holding a bag. And she's like, what was the bag full of, Kyle? Did she mention? Just leave it on the ground somewhere? Maybe on a seat in a limo?
Find the bad cow.
Cow.
So after all this madness, we then go over to Project Angel Food.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were going back to the park. So I have to say one more thing about this scene because it was golden. Kim's staying calm through all of this, and Kyle just keeps getting more and more amped up because she doesn't like that Kim's not really having a reaction. She's so Kyle. So she's like, oh, well, also she said you're not sober and that you're close to death and everyone in your family knows it. And Kim's like, argh. And Kim, they cut to Kim in the diary room and she's like, well, I should blah, 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 and starts waving her arms and twitching her head, just going off. And I was like, I love that she's back on the show because she is hilarious. And then Kyle goes, I know, like she understood a damn thing that Kim just said. And she goes, I'm an enabler. I mean, I don't even know what that means. What is an enabler? What does that mean? I pour you drinks? Like, okay, Kyle. Yeah. You've officially pushed this too far, Kyle.
Yeah, yeah. So after there's all this cross back and forth, we then go to Project Angel Food.
Hello, because... poor people! It's me, the Serena, coming in!
Okay, nice
She's
entrance.
Very exuberant. Very, very exuberant. We learn that Rinna is going to be honored with an award for Project Angel Food, and so she's gathered the women there at their kitchens because this charity puts together meals. I think Joan Rivers used to be really involved with it. I could be wrong. They put together meals for people who are basically can't leave their house because they're so sick. And so everyone's going to gather to cook meals. Even though Rinna and Eden just had this big moment and now Rinna's, I'm going to be cautious, baby. Eden is already paid. So, you know, Rinna's not going to turn her away. So Eden's there. And they're all smiles like nothing happened. And it's like very awkward. But luckily Erica shows up. So that way they're like not stuck with each other. Cause that would have been the worst.
Or the best.
And Eileen's not there cause she still has the shits. Like she is just shitting her ass off this entire
episode. Eileen just
episode.
Basically keeps calling. She's like, well, my stomach still hurts. And oh God, now my poop has turned into little ice cubes. I'm like, what else can go wrong with you? It's like every time she calls it something else. I'm feeling emotions right now, Lisa Rinna. Click.
I've spoken to my therapist, and she's recommended that I just lean into the diarrhea. Literally, just lean into it. It'll come out easier.
I'm officially giving myself permission to have diarrhea. So, tell the girls.
I'm speaking about my diarrhea openly with my family now, and seems to be doing well. Vinny, he's gambling 35% less because I think he's just so sickened by everything right now.
So then the rose gold shit box arrives.
Speaking of diarrhea.
Yeah, that diarrhea colored car comes up.
And they arrive to the music that Ladies of London took and sang over. Remember how I said a few weeks ago, I was like, that lady is singing over the Beverly Hills music. Here was the music. Because in the Ladies of London, they took that music and were like, I don't care what I do. It's a London town. And I was like, no. That is Lisa Vanderpump out on the town music. How dare you?
So they drive up in this big shitbox giggling and coming out of the car. And Kyle's like, couldn't you have rented a more humble car to get out of to come to this poor place? This is so awkward. So they go in. And Rinna, in her testimonial thing, is so upset. She's like, these ladies being late shows they have no respect for me, baby. Otherwise, they'd be on time, baby. So she's really mad, but then they come in. She's like, hi!
Hi! Oh, baby.
Way to show you're them how mad you are.
Yeah, she's like, well, you're going to have to go through orientation without us, baby. Huh, did you like that passive aggression, baby? I own it.
We've done you the favor of already being orientated, so while we're downstairs, you're going to get a private orientation. Congratulations, baby! Project Angel Food!
And Lisa's like, well, we had a problem with the gate, darling. Couldn't get over it. Ended up having to wedge Rocio's foot in it to just squeeze Dorit out, and only one it could fit went home and got a crowbar. And poor Rocio's broken her foot. I've brought her with me. Come here, my little darling. Is there a gay man to hold Rocio?
She's smashed. I like that. So then the girls all eventually wind up down in this like giant sort of industrial kitchen situation. And there was a gay guy who was sort of giving them, saying like which station they shall go on. And the guy goes to Erica, I'm sorry, your name again? And I was like, wow, you just got fired from WeHo right now.
I like that Erica this season has decided that she's going to be a bigger personality. So she's going to make really huge statements about nothing. She's like,
yeah.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I'll wear a hairnet because I'm sure people don't want my weave in the food.
It's like, woo, big statement. Thanks.
I could chop chilies. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll chop a chili.
Hairnet! Like, I don't give a fuck.
Erica, that chili is everything!
Oh, Mikey's here.
Mikey's here to braid the chilies.
This chili needs a glam squad.
So Eden is on the opposite side of the counter at them, and she just keeps looking up with her little hamster face. She's like, meow. And Kyle is, you know, Kyle is bitchy Kyle, which is the Kyle that we love, when Kyle is just like totally aggressively passive aggressive.
Well, she's also kind of extra bitchy Kyle because she gets put on tilapia duty, and not even just tilapia duty, it's like mashed tilapia puree that she has to scoop out and put into a bin, and her face is so miserable. Oh, it was amazing. The camera just like lingered on it for 5 seconds.
And Erica's
great.
Like, what is that, cookie dough? Like, she's like, no, it's vats of fish, weirdo.
Vats of mashed up tilapia that looks like cauliflower now.
So Kyle is mad because Rinna's being nice to Eden, and she's like, what is going on? Like, Rinna's nice to Eden? I thought she was so mad at her. And she's saying this all in that Kyle way where she's whispering in state, you know, stage whisper, like, I can't believe Rinna is being nice. And Eden's like, I can hear you guys.
Yeah.
I'm literally right across from you. I can hear you. Okay.
Kyle's like, what a topsy-turvy world. One moment they're fighting, now they're friends. I mean, it's almost like, you know, working from your couch one day and then having the agency, which has worldwide offices. Am I right, everyone? Check out my hat. Check out my hat.
Totally. So the Project Angel Food gay comes along and he's like, girls, I would rather move Kyle from fish to granola with the hamster. And she's like, oh, I have to work with Eden. So Eden's like peaceful. She's like, I'm on a granola journey, like packing her little cups. And Kyle goes next to her, and they don't talk at first. Eden's just pretending to be all peaceful. And then Vanderpump is now with Erica watching them. And she's like,
oh, look at them. I hope that works out. Now, what can you cook, Miss Erica Jane?
And she's like,
well, grilled cheese.
She goes, cheese in a sandwich. Hold on, I'm writing that down for Joe.
Chef Joe, scratch the cabbage. Do this. They call it a cheese of grill cheese. It's just cheese in a sandwich. You figure it out.
Not with tomato soup, Joe. Are you trying to ruin us?
Put it on as one of those specials.
I like also that Lisa Vanderpump is now suddenly softening to Eden, because now that Eden is showing loyalty to her, she's like,
oh, Eden, she has a vulnerability to her, and she's almost like a broken bird in a way.
I'm like, you have such a lady boner. I mean, I would not be surprised if Eden winds up as the next hostess at Sir.
I just love when people say things that we've been saying for years. It's like you basically just repeated what we've been saying now for 7 years.
Yeah.
She's broken. I love her.
If she wants to go modeling in Italy and then lie about it, I'm okay with that, because she's broken.
Broken bird.
Be nice to Eden.
I can't wait to glue Eden back together. What a journey on a path.
So Erica's like, well, I guess she's okay, but you know, I don't like the intrusion. And Vanderpump's like,
I told her that. That's the first little piece of glass I picked up and glued back on her. Keep your mouth quiet, young one.
And she's like, well, yeah, but she's coming in between sisters. That's not cool. So, like, that's it for me. Fuck that. I dig a fuck. So then back
that's
over.
That's also the name of my next song. That's not cool. I don't give a fuck. That's not cool.
That's not cool. And I do give a fuck. It's like, oh, my God, Erica Jane has reinvented herself.
Yeah.
So back over at Kyle and Eden Station. Eden's like just doing her granola path or whatever, and Kyle's like, look, I'm sorry if it seems like I'm being a bitch to you right now. She's like,
You're not being a bitch. It's so amazing standing next to you and feeling your energy come on to me. Your energy and my energy going to help the less fortunate on this spiritual journey we call...
And Kyle just, like, cuts her off, and she's like, well, the reason I'm being a bitch is because I heard some nasty things you said, and I don't want to talk to you about it right now because this is angel food, but I want to acknowledge that I'm not speaking about it. And I was like, Eden is really training these people, because that is totally how Eden would say it. Like, I want to acknowledge it. I acknowledge your feelings.
Eden's like, kudos. And Kyle's like, thanks. She's like, no, no. I turned this granola into a kudos bar for you.
Kyle's like, I'm not falling for the kudos trick again. Kim's been doing this for years. You're not getting back your house, Eden. So then Vanderpump and Dorit are talking. And Dorit's like, Cole's literally stuck right now at the granola station. She doesn't know what to do anymore. What should we do to move this along? My God, little sister back there.
I know. But in the end, though, they all, like, in the end, they sort of, like, finished up, and they had this, like, awkward egress from Project Angel Food with, like, well, that was great. And, you know, I think it'd be great if we could talk, you know, but this was great, but we should talk. I think we should talk. And everyone's like, yes, we should talk. We should talk. We should talk. You know, none of them wanted to talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, bye, bitch.
Who, Eden? Yeah, Eden's like, guys, well, I think we should have a talk. She goes, hey, Rinna, shouldn't we have a group talk with everybody there? And Rinna's like, yeah, baby, great. We should have a talk. She's like, oh, shit.
You've been busy,
is gonna make
huh?
me do this at a table full of women. Oh, God.
Yeah. So that was the end of the Project Angel Food thing. And before we go on with the episode, I think we have to mention something that's very important.
What, Ben?
Well, I have to say, I've been playing around with my CISO app, and, I know no transition here, everyone. You don't get it. No good transition today, but I do have to say, CISO is one of our sponsors, and I want to pause the podcast right now to mention CISO, because I was tooling around on the app and I was looking at some of the things, and we mentioned it, I think, last week about how they have, like, every episode of SNL ever, quite literally. And so I started browsing through the 1986 season, which is sort of a forgotten season. I think it was 86, 85, season 11. And I stumbled across the very first episode of SNL I ever saw, and I had such a flashback. I was like feeling warm and tingly, because I remember being at my Aunt Jeannie's apartment in New York City and being allowed to stay up late, and this show was on, and Ronald Reagan Jr. He was the host, and
oh,
I remember, yeah. So, and it was funny, like, it all came back to me, because as I was scrolling through, I was like, oh my God, Ronald Reagan.
Isn't
that the
one where he came out in his boxer shorts and did the risky business thing?
Yes.
I remember.
It was like a thing, but like I didn't even know what SNL was. I just was like up late. It was shocking for me to even be up that late. And I remember when they went to commercial after the monologue, the fake commercial, and I didn't know it was a fake commercial. I was like, why are people laughing during the commercial? And I always remember that the commercial had something to do with hell. And so I was watching it just now. I was like, was that real? Was it really a commercial about hell? Or was that just, like, you know, after, like, you know, 30 years, that's what's in my brain. And the commercial was about hell. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I remember this commercial.
I've been watching Kids in the Hall. That's one of my favorites, because I watched that as a kid all the time. And there are so many things that I just didn't get when I was a kid. Like, they have this gay guy, like this recurring gay guy character. It's just the queen at a bar. And he's like, Ernest Hemingway said it for every gay man when he said, every man just needs a strong rod and a good bar or something, whatever. And he goes into this store. It's just him sitting at a table, and he's like, yeah, like, I was at the bar the other day, and there was that, you know, Tom, the bartender, Tom, you know, Tom. And everything was going peachy until this faggot, Tyrannosaurus Rex, comes in, takes up the entire dance floor, starts hitting everybody with his stupid tail, and I know how he got in with his faggy little hands of his. And then he bit Janice's head off. So I'm going down the Kids in the Hall rap myself on CISO.
Well, so this is sort of our way of saying that we've been really enjoying CISO, and if that's something that you guys are interested in, and it should be, it's only $3.99 per month. which is actually very, very, very cheap. But what's even better is that you can go to SESO.com. That's SEESO.com right now. And you get 1 month for free if you use Crappins as your promo code at checkout. And you can watch this on iOS, Android, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Windows, Xbox One. I mean, it's like everywhere. CISO, literally everywhere.
CISO, literally everywhere. And they have so much stuff. They've got so much original comedy that you're not going to see anywhere else. And unlike CBS.com, that's for something a month, you don't have to sit through ads on this. Okay?
There are no ads.
I started watching a British show called The Flowers.
I saw that that was on there.
That looks like it's going to be really good. And I did not have to sit through commercials. So thanks, you guys. So CISO, spelled S-E-E-S-O, is the new ad-free streaming service bringing you hilarious original series, hand-picked classics, weeks of stand-up specials, and more. Bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere. CISO.
CISO. Yeah, go check it out, guys. Go support our sponsor because they are they're supporting us. So we want to spread the love. Go check that. It's only $4.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like less than a Starbucks venti something or another.
Yeah, so just go to CISO, SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with promo code CRAPPINS.
One month free.
Oh, sorry.
Let's not get crazy. Anyways.
They'll pay the mortgage on your house, darling. CISO.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Darling, if you sign up for CISO, you get a free sofa. Just kidding. But if you're Max, Lisa's son, you get a free sofa because we then go to Lisa Vanderpump and Ken shopping. And, you know, I love me some Lisa Vanderpump, but I have concerns about her designing Max's apartment. It's going to look very... I don't know how to describe it.
It's not going to be very comfortable. I mean, that's like an old queen apartment already, and I knew she was going to do shit like this. I was thinking white pleather, because Lisa knows he's a boy. There's going to be sperm and farts on that thing. So I was thinking pleather, but she don't know what pleather is. It's Lisa Vanderpump. So she buys him this high-backed velvet-tufted couch.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel sorry for what this couch is going to go through.
I'm like, I feel sorry for what Max is going to go through. I like the coffee table that she picked out for him, but I was not a huge fan of the couch. I'll reserve full judgment until I see the final staging. But I was like, I also thought it was funny to have this extended scene at Project Angel Food. And they're like, okay, we've like put some mashed tilapia on a plate. Good, we've done our work. Now let me go buy $5,000 worth of furniture for my son who's a busboy. There's something there's two different types of charity happening, and it felt weird to me.
I've helped busboys all over Max's condominium. So please tell your friends, furniture store owner, Lisa Vanderpump has a good heart. Yeah. Lisa's Vanderpump is velvet and tufted. Tell your friends.
So we then go over to Dorit's house, where she's interfacing with her children, which is sort of surprising. And he's like, then Eden comes over and
basically she's trying to teach Jagger's like, bah, bah, bah. And she's like, Jagger, do you want to get your door? Then you have to crawl to it, Jagger. Come to your door, Jagger. He's like, bah, bah,
bah. She's like, oh, Jack, it's just simply so hilarious when he always touches his shoulder. Clearly it means a dinosaur is coming. It's going to come stomp all over the house. What a hilarious joke, Jagger. Jagger's like, beep, beep,
beep. She's like, Jagger is the most delicious big brother. Just delicious. PK actually tasted him one time on accident and told me.
Sometimes I just think about how delicious he is when I'm sitting outside the bedroom door while PK and Boy George are watching Game of Thrones without me.
So Eden comes over, and this is – Eden with the baby is the most awkward thing. She just gives the baby this tight smile like, ooh, hello, little baby.
Hello, baby.
She's terrified.
Shall we go on a baby journey together? Yeah, she's like, I like your T-shirt. Can you show me where to get it? That'd be cool. Maybe I'll take your T-shirt.
Well, I'm glad you met Jagger. He's going to be a real comedian once he learns to talk. I can't wait to hear his first joke. It's going to be fuck you. Okay?
I think so.
Fuck you, crazy lady.
Yeah.
So then Dorit, Eden has nothing to say. So Dorit's like, well, Rinna, I've spoken to Lisa Rinna. She was squeaking mad about Mexico. That's right, Jagger. Only I can understand Jagger.
It's like Lassie. And Jagger is very, very cute. But it's just, I always think it's funny when parents kind of project their own communications onto the children who can't speak yet. It's like when Dana said that her child could speak Thai at like 19 months.
Yes. Jagger only wants Erica Jane to wear some panties. Do it for the children, Erica Jane.
Jagger just will simply not stop reciting the Gettysburg Address. He's so educated, Jagger.
So she's telling, you know,
they're talking about Rinna.
Dorit's like the ultimate shitster. She's like,
yeah.
Well, just so you know, Rinna told everyone in Mexico, Eden's a liar. Eden's a liar.
Yeah. And then she's like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, perhaps it's all the pills she's been taking in her daily pill shakes that she always has all the time, you know, with all the cocaine in it.
Yeah. Because Eden's like, I don't even know what to do with that. She's telling me she doesn't remember. Like, how do you even argue that? And she goes, so you think her personality might be induced?
Is it from all the horse tranquilizer she's been taking?
Oh, heroin can make a baby personality come out early. So Eden now is going to be accusing Rinna of having a pill problem, which is amazing. And she's like, well, whatever. She denied. And Eden goes, oh, she's in denial. I was like, yes, Eden, that's what that means.
Eden just sort of grasps onto the last word. You know, Dorit's like, well, you know, she's in Mexico. She was in Mexico. I mean, good thing she didn't get abducted by a cartel. She's in a cartel. I always knew it.
All right, stair vacuuming nanny, please come get the baby. We're done here. So next up is a Girardi lunch. Another awkward lunch with Tom and Erica.
Yeah, Tom brought all his A material. When the waiter comes and says, would you like something to drink? He's like, well, I have this terrible cough, and the doctor said some Pinot Noir would help it.
Oh, Tom.
That's funny, Tom. Oh, wada.
Next album. Where's Ruth Buzzy when you need her?
So they're always eating in an empty restaurant, which I don't understand. Yes. But it's always like some mob empty restaurant, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, it's just lunch. And she's like fully dressed like they're going to the opera.
Yeah. She's like,
I don't get to see Tom very much. But when we do see each other, it's 100% full on. Hi, Tom. He's like, hey, you're prettier than the sun rising in the east. And she's like, oh, that's so romantic. See what I mean, guys?
Yeah, it's like it's a regular notebook.
Yeah, it was all like, so thanks for letting me use the plane. He's like, no problem. I'm going to be traveling next week. Yeah, I'm going to go see my mom. Great. Well, see you in a month. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, I love expensive. I got to tell you, what a video. Still don't understand why it's spelled wrong. That's a little aggravating. But wow, that part where you picked up papers off the floor with your vagina was really creatively stimulating.
Like, oh, thanks, honey. Thanks for paying for it. It was expensive, eh? All right, got the plane keys. Bye.
You should have seen the set. It had doors on it. Because... like, wow.
People could come in and out, Tom. Videos all over the place are going to be copying it.
Also, guess what? I had some blueberry pie at Rinna's house. Oh, wow. Okay, great. All right. Well, good lunch. Bye.
She tells us,
I don't know if people still doubt my marriage, but they're not paying my bills, so why would I give a fuck?
Was that little expensive lilt you just did? She sort of makes that noise.
I'm changing it up a little with how I say, give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Someone's like, is someone starting a weed whacker in the corner of the restaurant?
I don't give a fuck.
Erica, have some water, please.
Why am I doing my vocal warm-ups? I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing that note.
Oh, so the ladies all start getting ready to go to the big awards show for Project Angel Food.
Yes.
Rena has this makeup guy.
Oh, by the way, we should mention that there was a quick scene of Kyle on the set of her show. But it was
sorry, Kyle. I did like that scene actually.
Lenses.
Yeah, I did like that scene actually, because I didn't know John Wells was a little queen. I love that.
That's not John. That wasn't John Wells.
It said John Wells.
That was John Wells? No, yeah. I thought John Wells. John Wells?
I mean, that's what it said on the bottom of the screen.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm going to look him up right now. John Wells. Not because I have a need to be right, but because I don't want to be. John Wells is like, wait a second.
Like, John Wells.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
not John Wells. Yeah, no. This is who I think John Wells is. Like an old John white Wells guy with like a wig, you know?
He's like a very powerful TV producer.
Oh, well, then maybe it was just saying working for the show by John Wells.
It did. It just said it was just like a producer.
Okay.
I think you probably saw producer, and then you probably in your mind like connected John Wells to it.
Well, damn but, it. I've had this whole fantasy in my head that this little John Wells is like, okay, George Clooney, listen up. In ER. He's like, because he would have been so young then, you know? I just liked him being like, listen, I run this show, bitch! Like Mikey running it. Never mind.
I can guarantee that wasn't. Anyway,
well, thanks for killing my fun, Ben.
Rena was getting her makeup done. Yes, you were about to say something before I rudely interrupted.
Well, actually, that scene was good because Kyle, when she was at the set, she's like, well, my sisters were really worried that this was going to be offensive about our family and I was going to air all this dirty laundry, but now they're totally calm. And then the prop guy, who I thought was John Wells, is like, okay, so we're going to have your dad snorting baby laxative. And she's like, I don't think my dad did coke, so wow, maybe this could get messy. I could get in trouble for this. Wow. Like, that's your pilot? Wow. Okay, so Rena is getting her makeup done, and her gay was just cracking me up. She's like,
whoa,
oh my god, I'm so excited to be getting this award. Oh, my family's coming. And he goes, even Harry. Even Harry!
Well, that so makeup bitchy. Artist gay is a professional gay hanger-on. That was Joey, a.k.a. Rachel Zoe's Joey / makeup guy, who became like Rachel Zoe's best friend. Do you remember? Did you watch the Rachel
Zoe
project?
No, I didn't watch all of Rachel Zoe. No, I've only seen a couple.
So, you know, once Rachel Zoe eventually ostracized everyone on her show, like Brad and Tay, she was left with Joey, the makeup guy, and he basically was like a professional sycophant. He just would, just like anytime Rachel Zoe said anything, she's like, literally, I can't. Like, I am going to wear, I'm going to have a fur moment. What do you think of a fur moment? He's like, yes, yes, you need to have a fur moment. Yes. Yes,
fur and moments. I approve of both.
Oh my but God.
Here, he's just like, yeah, he's just kind of drolly saying the right thing, but it sounds so rude. He's like, even Harry. Yeah, even Harry. And she's talking about how she won a Soap Opera Digest Award. But other than that, this is her first award. And Eileen calls again. She's like, oh, hi, Eileen. Hi.
She's like.
Eileen's like, I'm so sorry to miss it. I know we're supposed to be best friends on this show. And I missed your charity thing. And now I'm missing your charity award thing. But turns out that I shit into my eye. And I mean, I really leaned way too far into the shit debacle.
I'll just say it was explosive, and I should have worn my safety goggles.
Can't open my eyes. It's an eye thing. So I'm not going to be able to make it. I think my body's breaking down. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm going to let it. She's like, okay, thanks for calling. Click. Oh, poor Eileen. I know she'd be here if she could.
These are the shits of our lives.
So Dorit and Kyle basically drive together, and Kyle's just ready to kick some ass at this point for this fight that's never coming. And let's see, does Dorit even say anything? Dorit just keeps going on, you know, she keeps like trying to stir. So now let's see, Harry and Rena, so, blah blah blah, boring.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it just seems a little like, whoa, baby, walking down a steep
driveway, but unlike Kenya Moore's, mine goes down from the house instead of going down, instead of going up to, baby, I can't even get my words out. I'm just going to own it, baby. I can't even compare driveways right now.
I'm owning my driveway mess.
Yeah. So they go to this event. There was some, like, you know, there was like chatter and limos and whatnot, but eventually they arrive and there's Camille and she's like, oh, how great to be serving food for angels she's like, where's Mauricio to finish my sentence for me?
I love every time they show Camille, it's just with her mouth half open for that big fish lip kiss. And she's always going,
how wonderful that Carson Crass is here, because we've known Carson. Well, we've known each other for years, yes. And oh my God, we go back so far, so far.
So Kyle and Ren are talking, and Ren is like, well, Eileen can't be here because she has pink eye, God bless her heart. And Kyle's like, whoa. In Beverly Hills, no one wants to be near someone with pink eye. Like, that's like the whole world, Kyle.
Lisa Vanderpump's like, I'm pinky. No, pink eye. Oh, never mind.
After
goodbye.
All Ken and I have done for you, Kyle.
Well, there goes Davidson again, trying to take my pink thing.
Eric is like,
no one owns pink eye. Wabba juwabba.
So she tells them, and Kyle tells her, well, Vanderpump's not coming either because her nephew's in town. And Ren is like, well, she could have brought him, just saying. She's like, well, it's not like your best friends.
Yeah, but I went to her charity at the dog thing. I mean, but whatever, just saying, just saying.
Like, oh, I love Rena's passive aggressive just saying.
I know.
It's like in the comment wars of the internet.
Just saying. Yeah.
I actually think that Lisa Vanderpump couldn't make it because she does show up a lot to a lot of like gay charities, because Project Angel Food has definitely got a gay angle because they help a lot of AIDS patients. So I actually, in this case, I don't think it was a passive aggressive thing. I think LVP would have shown up for a Project Angel Food event if she could have.
Well, she's like, well, I feel like she's not here. This is not a judgment. It's just an observation, baby. Because it's not about Lisa Vanderpump.
Like, why are you getting yourself in even more trouble? Obviously, you recorded this thing way after this. Now is the time to just be nice and nod. Yeah, stop trying to start shit with Lisa Vanderpump again. You just got her to forgive you.
Yeah, here's the thing, Rena. If you hadn't stepped in it with this whole Kyle and Kim situation in Eden, you could make these comments. But you're already in a very bad position right now this season. So you're just not in a place where you can be taking swipes at Vanderpump. You kind of just work on getting yourself out of this hole, because you're digging it and digging it. I also thought it was funny, by the way, when, you know, Rinna is saying hi to everyone. She's like, hi, baby. Hi. Hi. And then she gets to eat and she's like, thank you for coming. I was like, ooh, that's cold.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you so much, Eden, for being here.
And I was like, wow, she's being a bitch.
You know, when Rinna doesn't flop open those arms, you're on their bad side.
But she's still so positive.
It's like, yeah. Eden, wow, here you are. Wow, thank you, Eden, so much. I'm like, oh my God, just stab her in the face, Rinna. So they go in and sit at the tables, and Kyle is sitting across from Eden, and Kyle is determined to start a fight with this girl. She's trying so hard and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Because she doesn't have someone she's dating, but she has someone that is her kindred spirit, which is a model who lives in London that they've been talking to online. Also, I don't know if you know this, but Eden's actually on the next season of Catfish. Did you know that? She's just going to be the whole season.
She's going to be the catfish every time. He's the one getting catfish, not her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you don't want Dorit as your friend, because she takes everything you tell her and then makes it so embarrassing. I mean, she does it every time, but yeah. Kyle's like, so are you dating someone, Eden? Like, all bitchy. And she's like, well, actually, she's not dating him, but she's known him for a week, so she must be in love, because they're kindred spirits. Have you heard of such a thing, girl?
Have you shown him your pretty little puss yet, Eden? Just a pretty little puss. Why did you bring this up, Eden? I didn't even mention the first place. I don't know why I'm the one who's getting thrown in the middle here. Well, it's your pretty little puss that you're sending to England.
At least he wears underwear in London.
His London bridges didn't fall down, did they?
By the way, I want to mention that there was a guy sitting next to Lisa Rinna, and when I saw him, I'm like, what the fuck is up with this douchebag? He was wearing a flannel and a trucker cap, and I was so angry. And then, like, 1 second later, they're like, what's up with the guy with the flannel and the trucker cap next to Rinna? I was like, thank you. Thank you for observing that. It made me so mad.
Oh, and Camille's one line of the episode. She goes, he's not dressed properly.
The clothes that he's wearing, they're wrong, they're improper, not dressed properly. Not dressed properly.
Oh, slam, Camille. Damn. What'd I say? So that's how this all started, because Eden's like, well, I'd still fuck him. And Carl's like, whoa. So are you dating anybody? So they go through this whole thing, and they show her the Instagram pictures of Joe, who's got his hand behind his head and showing off his armpit. And Carl's like, whoa. She crosses her eyes, and she's like, this has fuck me written all over it. And Eden goes, well, he's gonna get fucked. I mean, Eden is like Randy in so many ways. It disturbs me. So Kyle's like, oh, so you're dating someone online? Like, everything Kyle says, she's saying so bitchy, but Eden's not picking up on it. So Kyle's like, oh, so you're having some deep relationship with someone in London. I think he has a job.
Eden's not only not picking up on it, she's like, wow, Kyle's actually being friendly to me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And Eden goes, oh, he comes from the background of I was a model and he's hot. And Kyle's like, who cares? That's just looks. Like, look, I know I don't know you and we're not friends, but if I was your friend, I would say, like, this sounds like one big flipping disaster. I'm like, uh-oh, Kyle said flipping.
But in the end, though, Kyle actually said that she's starting to feel bad for Eden and that she's just someone who needs guidance, which means that Kyle is starting to move towards Team Eden, which means that Rinna is going to be in trouble soon because Kyle was undecided who to believe, Rinna or Eden. It looks like she's going to Eden.
Well, I guess she figured, if I'm not even going to be able to fight with this girl, you know, because Eden won, like, Kyle was just so mean to her. And then Eden goes, you see, Kyle cares about me. She really cares. Like, no, she doesn't. She literally just said, who cares? I don't know you. Yeah. That was the quote.
So then ultimately, Rinna gets up on stage. She's like, wow, baby. I love an award, baby. And now I own one, baby. And everyone claps. It was like a nice speech.
That was a blender, by the way, that award.
It was.
I know that Project Angel Food isn't known for its amazing award design, but I mean, guys, it's a blender.
Yeah.
It's literally a blender.
And it was pretty much just like kisses, kisses, and the episode ended. And next week, it looks like there's going to be pure madness, probably inspired by the presence of Carney Wilson.
Oh, my God. Carney Wilson starting shit again. Wasn't it bad enough you broke up Wilson Phillips? No, she didn't break them up, did she?
I don't know really what broke them up. I'm waiting for the Lifetime movie. But before we finish this episode, you know, it's Wednesday, which means it's time for us to do one of my favorite segments of the week. Hopefully it's one of yours. It's time for the Crappens Listener Spotlight.
Spotlight.
This is when we get to hear from some of our listeners. If you want to participate in Listener Spotlight, you can go to Patreon. And if you donate at the Spotlight level or above, basically you get to participate in this, which is that we turn the podcast over for you for 2 minutes. Right now, this week, last week we had Madonna Hines, one of our main premium sponsors. And this week, we have another one of our longest running premium sponsors, Miss Christy Dougherty. Are you excited to hear from Miss Christy Dougherty?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. We love Christy. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Ben and Ronnie. It's Christy Dougherty, one of the original premium Patreon subscribers, I believe. I wanted to tell you guys how much I adore you and how thankful I am to have found your podcast years ago when you guys were a trio with the amazing Matt Whitfield. Mm-hmm. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I homeschool my two children who have autism, And our days can be long and sometimes a little challenging. And I look forward to the end of the day when I can put my headphones on and cook dinner and listen to you guys and laugh. And my kids know who you are. My son makes comments and always talks about Ronnie. And so I even have my mom listening to you guys. She's a loyal listener now, and she's going to be so excited to hear me on the listener spotlight.
Hi, Mom.
So I've been listening to, or I've been watching Bravo since the original Orange County. I actually know someone that was on the original episodes. I know Gina Keogh's friend who rented Vicky's rental back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Frankie. And hooked up with him again on Facebook. And I see Tamara make comments on his post. He's friends with a bunch of housewives. So it's pretty entertaining to see. And I am so proud of you guys. I know you guys are going to have continued success. And I hope to see you in San Francisco soon. And thanks again, guys. You guys are the best. All right. Bye.
Thanks, Christy.
That's so sweet, Christy.
Christy.
Man, we're opening the episode and ending the episode with Christy Doherty.
As one should. As one should. Thank you, Christy. That was really so nice of you. And I know we said we're going to go to San Francisco this month. We just did not get it together. But we're going to try. We're going to try to get there one of these days.
Yeah, we'll be making the round soon. We're just trying to figure it all out, everybody. Our organizational skills suck.
Yep, but
until then, we will just keep on watching our Bravo and see you guys tomorrow for Real Housewives of Atlanta and Married to Medicine. And then Friday is our Summer House Kate Casey episode crossover.
Yes.
We'll see you guys later. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.